Erickson described the overall situation as terrible, in part due to the sharp reduction in international and U.S. aid that was largely orchestrated by Washington since the Bush administration took power. He said Haiti simply demands more resources than what the U.S. and the international community are willing to give. Retired Ambassador James Dobbins, who was Washington's top envoy to Haiti after Aristide was restored to power by the last U.S. intervention in 1994, pointed out to the Senate committee that Iraq is currently receiving more than 30 times more U.S. aid on a per capita basis than Haiti received in the mid-1990s when U.S. assistance was greatest. In an implicit stab at the administration, Dobbins, who as a RAND Corporation analyst has advised Washington on Iraq, noted that reducing aid to Haiti was quite unwise and contributed to the disintegration, rather, and chaos that followed that in turn led to the intervention. But while noting that Haiti's aid requirements could prove much more costly to the U.S. Treasury than the administration originally thought, critics also affirmed that Washington's credibility as a supporter of democratic governments may have suffered the most. Gail Smith, an Africa specialist on the National Security Council staff under President Bill Clinton, said Washington's role in Aristide's ouster will have global implications. She stated, "The developing world is now challenging the U.S. and France for not being democratic," adding, "This is of great long-term significance." Listening to Radio Havana Cuban News for this Friday broadcast, I'm Langston Wright. As doubt grows concerning the participation of the Basque separatist group in the devastating bomb attacks in Spain, an Al-Qaeda splinter group has claimed responsibility. The Abu Hafs al-Masri Brigade sent an email to the London-based Arabic-language newspaper Al-Quds, claiming to have succeeded, in its words, in infiltrating the heart of Crusader Europe and struck one of the bases of the Crusader Alliance. Referring to Spain's prime minister, the statement asked, "Aznar, where is America? Who will protect you, Britain, Japan, Italy, and others from us?" The group said it carried out the attack to settle old accounts with Spain for supporting the U.S. invasion of Iraq. The letter also said the group was 90% ready to carry out a major attack in the U.S. Spanish authorities on Thursday also found a deserted van containing detonators and a tape in Arabic in a town near Madrid where the bombs may have been placed on the theater trains. The attacks have so far killed 198 people and wounded 1,430, with 60 people still in serious condition. The death toll is expected to rise on Friday, though the Islamic extremist group has also tried to claim responsibility for other disasters in the last year, some of which were not credible, some of which were. A growing number of experts believe that if the Basque separatist group ETA was behind the carnage, it would mark an attack of unprecedented scale and sophistication for a relatively small terrorist group that has been increasingly marginalized in recent years. The experts are also pointing to the Al-Qaeda hallmarks of coordination and indiscriminate nature of the explosions and acknowledge that Al-Qaeda has been involved in Spain. More than 40 Al-Qaeda suspects have been arrested in Spain since the September 11, 2001 attacks, although many have been released for lack of evidence.